Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 21st day of January 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes, 15 seconds. No guest today because I want to give everybody a chance to call in about the hundreds of big issues that face us, but none of them bigger than the mainstream media and the culture controllers admitting that the unraveling and imploding of the economy has begun. Within the space of 2 weeks, they have now admitted that we are in a recession, and they are now even talking about depression. That is all over the news. This is very, very serious that they are admitting it and that they are talking about it deepening and calling it, quote, and this is the little byline they're pushing, the worst economic crises we have faced since the Great Depression that started in 1929. We are seeing that on CNN, Fox, the McLaughlin Group. We're seeing that in the financial papers. I have been saying for years that by 2008, our expert guest have been saying that by 2008, people like Joseph Stiglitz, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and we're talking top economists in the world, that the major crises begins in the middle of 2008 and accelerates for the next 3 years. Now, that's a weather forecast by the expert financial meteorologist. Will it be exact? Will it be precise? No, we don't know. But it is being orchestrated from the highest levels of the banking complex that owns and controls the media complex, the military-industrial complex. They're behind schedule with their control grid. They wanted to have it fully in place before they squeezed and squeezed until our eyeballs financially pop out of our heads. But it looks like they're going ahead with the mass shearing down to the bone. I want you to know who's raping you. I want you to know who did it to you. I want you to know where you can find the documents and the statements to understand. In my first and only book, I've got another one coming out at the end of this year where I'm writing right now, at the final chapter, break down the IMF riot. IMF World Bank documents consume Argentina, and we talk about how they engineered this operation and how they were planning to do it in the United States in the next 6 years. I published that book in 2002. Again, I am not here bragging, saying, oh, we're so accurate, oh, we're so smart. It's not hard when you have the actual IMF World Bank documents. It's not hard when you have spies inside Bilderberg. It's not hard when you can read the Financial Times of London a year ago, 2 years ago, admitting what they were going to do. It's not hard. It's not hard to know what they do with the national ID card. It's not hard to know what they do with Iraq. It's not hard to know what they would do domestically. It's not hard to know the operations they're running because with a world this complex and this large, with this many interactions, their most secretive plans manifest in their day-to-day operations. And you can assess and watch what they're doing just to confirm that they are indeed carrying out the operations you get from their public white papers that are academic, so they're semi-secret, and that the public doesn't even know what an academic or industry analysis paper or what an RFID symposium, you know, mass convention in Chicago in 2004 or an Internet 2 meeting in 2006 in Austin, Texas, as the enemies of freedom and liberty openly talk about us as slaves, openly discuss absolute enslavement, openly discuss total monopolies, openly discuss abject poverty and control with social workers and spies ruling over us. We'll break it all down on the other side. Strap yourselves in. You're on the front lines of the info war.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The long debilitation of the United States as a constitutional republic is now coming to an end. The absorption into the global military, industrial, banking, pharma complex is now accelerating. The subdividing and death of the country is now beginning. The official dismemberment and subdividing, the rendering, literally the country is hung up by its hind legs in a slaughterhouse. The throat has been slit. The blood has poured out. And they are now gutting us. The offal is spilling out all over the slaughterhouse floor. A gaggle of greedy parasites are rubbing their hands together feverishly. The millions of ticks and parasites swarming over the skin of the hide are sucking up the last bits of sustenance. They're all going to be cut out of the deal in the near future. And the public is mindlessly watching reality TV, gibbering like a huge pack of rhesus monkeys. And that basically is the picture. That basically is the situation. I know it's a grim picture, But we need to just be honest about the fact that the country has been totally dominated, totally overrun from every angle, systematically. It was the big prize, a long-term, 80-plus-year intelligence operation of psychological warfare, brainwashing, dumbing down, mass poisoning, genetic engineering, genetic warfare, biological warfare, chemical warfare, just absolute cunning, scientific minds who are not only unfeeling, contrary, are feeling and enjoy the predatory delight, the blood sport, just like a pack of wolves won't just kill two or three sheep, domesticated sheep, if they're left to it. They'll kill 10, 20, 30, 40 just in enjoyment, ripping one throat out after another. Hell is now being released. This is only the beginning as the literal forces of hell prepare to have a blood feast, the likes of which we saw in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. Now, I am not mincing words here, and I am not joking around. This is the reality of what the New World Order has in store for this nation and for the planet. There are chances to slow it. There are chances to even stop it. But first, we have to have a massive societal, a massive species awakening to the threat. Everything has been done to incrementally make you cynical, to incrementally prepare you and acclimatize, incrementally to condition you to accept the deepening shadows that are now enveloping not just the United States, but the world. Before I take your calls, get into the economic news, the latest election news, the Ron Paul news, the war news, all of it today because I'm fired up. Let me just give you an example of driving in to work this morning. I like to flip around between news channels, and then I'll also flip over because I was driving my wife's car today. She's got XM, and I was listening to NPR on XM. Why does it matter? Why do I give you that detail? It doesn't matter. The point is, I was listening to the radio, and I flipped to one channel, and they were announcing new college scholarships to be police officers and scholarships in security and anti-terrorism, and that was out of a Dallas radio station. And then I flipped over to NPR Culture Shocks, and they're merging basically with the BBC. It's a BBC report on NPR. And I thought, oh, good, something to get my mind off the New World Order. They're talking about MP3 players and how their sound quality isn't as good as the vinyl, but why people societally like them and how CDs are even old hat, but people are collecting them now as a fetishizing them. And I'm thinking, oh, good, I get to escape propaganda for a few minutes. And then they went into a James Bond report about a car maker making a James Bond-style car that will drive right into the lake and be a submarine. And then they, so it's just mindless nonsense report. And then they switch over, again, they put it all together by design. Then they switch over into, oh, by the way, in England at colleges, for kids that want to be like James Bond, they're training them in radar devices that are handheld to look through your walls, encryption, how to spy on people, and how the new scholarships and funding all over England are how to create James Bond spies to domestically track and trace and watch everyone. Now, folks, I was listening in a 20-minute drive to two different shows, one out of Dallas, one off of NPR. There is a huge, and I keep talking about this because it's a big deal, there is a shift. Of course, there aren't any real terrorists. Even if you believe in them, it's extremely rare, and you'll probably see a tooth fairy or a hobgoblin before you actually see a terrorist or see a terrorist event or are hurt by one. They don't care. This is the entire excuse for the military-industrial complex to go in and take about 10% of the new college graduates, and we're now 5 years into this program. I mean, we're talking of more than a million a year. who are going to be cops, who are going to be spies, who are going to be domestic commissars, who are going to be internet spy technicians, who are going to be technicians that look through your walls. I mean, this is one of the largest areas, one of the largest new disciplines in the entire, quote, you know, education workforce complex. Millions and millions and millions. And as the years go on, more and more professors, more and more classes, more and more schools, more and more chairs, more and more sections of community colleges, four-year institutions, elite institutions. It is a total shift. I mean, all of spookdom came out of Yale and Harvard and Princeton from the 40s and the OSS right through into the 80s. Then they took over UT, A&M. I'm just talking about schools around me, run by former CIA heads, run by former NSA heads. Just massive, huge, per school, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of students and graduates every year per school. You know, every major community college in Tennessee setting up programs, churning them out. You know, we had the director of that converting them over. We're not talking about computer programming. We're not talking about electrical engineering. We're not talking about product engineering. We're not talking about environmental sciences. We're not talking about literature, theater, language, arts, history. Baby, you don't need to know that. You need to know how to be a secret agent, man. But he's not going to be out fighting Dr. No or chaos. They're not going to be out fighting, you know, those imaginary guys at the underground volcano base in the Pacific. They're going to be looking over your fence, flying over in helicopters, scanning you, dispatching platoons of armored stormtroopers in literal Darth Vader outfits to gun you and your family down, to drag you off the FEMA center. They've already recruited in 3 years, mainstream news, years after we told you, 26,000 preachers to be doubled again to 50-plus thousand preachers, 52,000 preachers in 2008, already 26,000 in 2007, giving sermons about surrendering to government, submitting to government, handing in your guns, going to FEMA camps, taking forced inoculations, letting them break up your families. Do you realize the organized, massive, huge wartime, it's World War II scale. I mean, it's a huge buildup. It's all the stops pulled out, everything removed, total propaganda. Got a thumbprint to have a job. Got a face scan to have a job. As Homeland Security said, all jobs are going to have this soon. Selectively enforced. Illegal aliens, selectively enforced, don't have to do any of it. Mexican government to spend tens of millions in concerted effort with the U.S. government and corporations. Now reported on CNN. I forgot to send that to you. Just Google Mexican government, John, I forget the exact headline. It was on Truth News yesterday. I played it on the KLBJ show, a clip of it. But I'm going to play it here again. I mean, we already told you this years ago. Rob Allen & Co., the White House, Vicente Fox, tens of millions and 2 years ago and last year with the illegal alien demonstrations everywhere. They had big paid-for trucks handing out American flags, but the illegals refused most of the time and pulled out Mexican flags, so it backfired. Now, that's the good news. A lot of these black ops aren't working. But, I mean, you need to realize, you know, tens of billions of dollars for fake news, buying off reporters, $1.8 billion in one program, just absolute pulling out the stops. But you listen to that NPR piece, it was all scientifically crafted. George Orwell wrote about that when he was at BBC. That character is him, Winston, at the Ministry of Truth. He wrote in letters and books that, well, that was reality. What he wrote in that book was what it was like at the BBC to be Winston. So it was actually a BBC piece on NPR. They just mixed it in very calmly in little happy pieces about MP3 players and James Bond cars. Oh, by the way, we're converting over to teach everybody in their first year education just a basic course. No longer is it basic, you know, math or algebra when you get into college. No longer is it, you know, History 101. Now we're shifting directly over into spying, looking through walls, tracking, reading people's emails, surveilling, running the grids. And see, they mixed it in calmly. They mixed it in happily. They just brought it in. It was comfortable, easing you into the warm water as they turn up the fires beneath it and bring it up to a full bowl, a full boil. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with me.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut them down. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down. my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna...
All right, we're going to go to your calls now. I just want to finish up with that rant in the last segment by saying that
you can run on.
They don't need a free market anymore. They don't need you to have a nice home or have any success. This is the final pin. They've given you all this entertainment. They've given you all this supposed transitory false debt-ridden wealth as a psychological salve to comfort you. And they're still going to give you the entertainment and the television and the plasma screens, but you're going to be a bunch of Prozac-headed, fluoride-drinking zombies, basically. And so now that 20% or so of the wealth that's still in the people's hands, that's going to be brutally transferred now as we accelerate the incremental slide into abject despotism. And the entire economy is being absorbed. It's being shifted. And, I mean, it's just going to be hellish. Can you imagine all these college grads, and they've gone to a four-year program, a two-year program, a six-year program. They've been trained, brainwashed, prepared at these colleges to spy, to look through your walls, to track what you're doing, to run the databases. And then, of course, there's a whole other branch of the exploding social workers to oversee all the new environmental laws and inspect your home. And you got too many children to put extra taxes on you and to regulate you. And to anybody who even raises a couple chickens or a couple cows, you got to report everything. And, you know, signing over your land through these deals, and you just thought it was registering your property. I mean, they're hitting us from every angle. It's happening now. Feudalism, serfdom. They are moving like never before. Now, we can discredit it. We can expose it. Greater minds than mine can go research this, write it up, succinctly explain to people the overall wide-spectrum grid. And then ask those that can still think, do you want to be part of this? And they'll say, okay, I don't want to be part of it, but what do? You say no to it. You go to the colleges. You talk to the young people. People in the colleges fight back against it. There's a lot of people in the colleges that see what's happening, the professors and the academia and the researchers and the scholars. I mean, I'm not the only one seeing this. This is serious. This is a slow motion, incremental, very calculated overthrow completely of society, of all of our rights and liberties. Let's go to Robert in Texas. Robert, your first caller of the day. Welcome. Okay, we'll let him go. Stephen in Chicago, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, did you get a chance to see the corruption article about Obama being linked to a campaign abuse?
Sure. I mean, they're all as corrupt as it gets. Anybody the media is saying is good is part of the corrupt system, and they have to have corruption on them to even let them be prominent. That's how they control them, so that the media, owned by the military-industrial complex, owned by the private central banks, can destroy them whenever they want.
Well,
that's why they love McCain. Mafia-connected, Keating 5, totally evil.
Right. This is a 78-page evidentiary proffer, and he's alluded to as an unnamed political candidate. The Sun-Times investigative reporter double-checked with the feds, and they say that that's who it is. But the trial is supposed to come up February 25th. One of the allegations is that one of the contributors pulled a shoe type of thing where he told somebody to give money to campaign like a shoe did to Hillary Clinton, and then he reimbursed them, which is a federal violation. But there are other allegations. The other allegation, there was a kickback for a $250,000 school pension State of Illinois a program, and in order to participate with your company, you had to contribute.
Hold on a second, Steve. What's the headline on that story in the Chicago Sun?
Sometimes. It was yesterday's, and it's called "For Obama Surfaces in Resco's Federal Corruption Case."
Stay there. Let's talk more about it on the other side. We'll try to get that up on PrisonPlanet.com or JonesReport.com. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragon skin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Promotes global citizenship nationwide in our university. See a total shift, brainwashing to the point of where your entire degree is about being a spy, being a social worker, being a tattletale, being a thug, being a black bag operator, being an assassin, being a global citizen, just to where that's the degrees they'll all have, and that's they've got a stake in it, and that's the end. Talking to Steve and Kyle, Paul, Bob, and others. Steve in Chicago. Yeah, we pulled up that Chicago Sun-Times report. You know, that could be Hillary or somebody else trying to burn Obama. It could be true. I mean, who knows? I mean, compared to DynCorp and Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings, it really I mean, it's just all of it. It's just corruption. And a lot of the ways that they, you know, do the campaign finance laws, it's hard to even, you know, follow them properly. Hillary's allowed to have all these corrupt Chinese mafia people give her money, but that's okay. And then Barack Obama will get in trouble for something else. I have no doubt the guy's corrupt. I mean, anybody at that level is, because the system won't even make you a big player unless they've already, again, got enough dirt on you to destroy you with the drop of a hat. You know, from inside, just one button I push. It's over for you, as they say. But go ahead and make your points.
Well, then you also saw the part about how he was working for this firm, that Resmire, that's the name of the real estate firm, and he did legal work for them. I guess he did their titles. What they were is they were buying up slum properties, apartment complexes, getting HUD funds, rehabilitation funds, but not doing the work. Matter of fact, it says there the tenants didn't have any heat, and then, of course, he claims he didn't know anything. Now, one last thing is that issue about his mansion on the south side by the University of Chicago campus. He was interested in the adjoining property. This one real estate developer bought it for him and then sold it to him for a song as a straw buyer.
Well, that's one of the oldest forms of payoff. That's how they pay off local mayors and county commissioners in our town over the years. Is they do it two ways. A real estate developer will buy something worth three, four, five times the worth, then sell it to the person they're paying off for 10 cents on the dollar, or even more common, as somebody in the corrupt system will sell lucrative property to the politician or to the city manager, whoever's, you know, greasing the skids for corruption, for pennies on the dollar, and then somebody comes in and buys it for what it's worth, or even more what it's worth, or they give them select cattle futures that have already come in that were all winners, you know, where you make 300 times, you know, what you put in. I mean, there's just so many ways they do it.
One last thing. He's a ticket scofflaw, too. $350 worth of tickets he never paid in Chicago, and then $250 when he was a Harvard Law student.
Well, remember the report just a few years ago where hundreds of members of Congress just refused to pay income tax?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the whole point. They just do whatever they want, and they've got hordes of brainwashed people, you know, hopped up on drugs and chemicals they've been drinking in the water their whole lives with machine guns who will kill whoever they're told.
Right.
I mean, what do you do when just total criminals run everything? They selectively enforce on all us. If we have a crooked toenail, they throw the book at patriots. Illegal aliens just running around doing whatever they want. It's just criminals run everything.
I just paid a $55 seatbelt ticket, so I'm sorry about that. One last thing.
And if you don't pay that, they'll come arrest you at your house.
Right. I know your situation on the North American Unionist. What is your situation about the Tory unionists in Britain?
Well,
how do you feel about that? Are you a Scottish independent? Because they have an article in the Scotsman today how woefully ignorant the Scottish kids about Scottish history. They thought that Ramsay MacDonald, who was a first Labour prime minister from Scotland, they thought he invented the hamburger.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Certainly, I am for Scotland and Ireland being fully independent. I like to go the other direction. Instead of having them be absorbed by the European Union, I'd like to have it go the other direction. More sovereignty, more nationalism, more places for people to be able to move, more choices. Instead, globalization is about having nowhere to run, standardized global corruption ruling over everyone. All right, that was a great caller, but I got to move quicker now. Kyle in Texas, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to say on record that I am one college student that's not going along with the paranoid security society, and I am studying electrical engineering.
Good.
I'm not going along.
Something very rare. Where do you go to school?
I'm going to ACC right now.
How many people in there are going to school to be social workers or cops or spies?
I'm trying to think. You know, I've talked about maybe probably about 10-15% of the people want to be social workers or those do-gooders. They like, you know, what is it? They are doing it. They believe in helping people. They believe it, but they're doing it for their own ego.
But more than that, they don't see how they're compartmentalized and how it plays into the nanny society. Now, in some schools, more than 20% are going to be social workers. When I say 10% for Homeland Security, I mean 10% in the policing, spying apparatus alone. You start adding in all the rest of the government preparation degrees and the social working degrees, you're over half.
Absolutely. And this is just another aspect of where, you know, the security society is hitting, even just people going out making purchases. Real estate agents in the state of Texas now have to go and be fingerprinted in order to renew their license. Because I have my... I have my license, and I got my notice for renewal. It's like, oh, by the way, now you have to fingerprint and everything. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, people like my age. I'm 21.
And by the way, I've confirmed they're giving letters to all the real estate agents, and it's color of law. The real estate law only says real estate agents who are also brokers.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's all fraud, sir. That's how they do it. Yeah.
Do you have a source for that? Because I would like to.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a real estate agent and broker. They gave me a copy of it. I meant to do a story a few weeks ago on it, and I actually pulled it up online. Just go look at the new law. Actually, go look at the regulations. But, again, it doesn't matter if only a few percentage points are actually brokers. Everyone will cattle up, and they're going to tell you if you actually ask if at the place where you work or the place that, you know, generally most people work under an umbrella group, they'll just say, well, yeah, well, we just, yeah, sure, it's not everybody since you asked, but we want you to.
Yeah, it's because all real estate salespeople work underneath a broker. Yeah, so thank you. That's, if I can find that, I'll bring
it
to me.
It's all part of the fraud, all part of the, look, it's just constant lying and evil. I mean, and I know I keep saying that, folks, it's just, it's total fraud. You have a public who cannot find the U.S. on a map, who doesn't know how many continents there are, who doesn't know who the vice president is. You're being gamed. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, okay, thank you for that information. But, you know, but yeah, like, as far as, you know, what I'm doing, I'm studying electrical engineering. I stopped watching TV. I stopped playing video games. I'm trying to eat better, trying to work out. I'm trying to learn martial arts.
You stopped drinking the fluoride?
Yes, I'm... I have a sport Berkey right now. It really doesn't take out the fluoride, but I'm...
It reduces it.
Yeah, so I've been drinking out of a sport Berkey for a while, but I'm trying to convince my parents to buy a... I'm probably going to buy it myself.
Yeah, that's how you defeat them.
Absolutely, you know, and I'm studying economics, and I'm realizing, you know, I'm going to try to get out of this paper fiat crap and actually get real silver, because I think I talked to you about this before, about how I'm studying banking as well, and the interest rates. You know, if everybody wants currency, you have to pay a price. You have to pay a higher interest rate. What the Fed does is they artificially lower the interest rate. They create a shortage of the money supply, so they go off and print more, causing dollar devaluation.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling in, my friend. Bob in Arizona. You're on the air, Bob.
Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Yes, I was wondering, have you heard anything lately about Dr. Paul? It seems like all these other candidates are getting all the attention, and it's just pretty much burying him.
Yeah, they ignored the fact that he got second place in Arizona, and CNN and Fox would show that McCain was second place and wouldn't even show Paul because, you see, they tied, and they don't care. Doesn't matter if he got second place. They just don't show him, and that's how they operate.
Do you know when next time he's going to be on television by any chance?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've been tracking the news and the campaign, but, I mean, he's on TV, you know, here and there. But, he's beat Giuliani now in all of these primaries, but they keep giving Giuliani as much attention as any of the other, you know, Mitt Romney or Keating 5 McCain. And it's just clear censorship. Digg got caught last week. Openly censoring all Ron Paul stories. I mean, this is just how they operate.
Yeah, down in the town that I live in, south of Tucson, they were putting up signs for Ron Paul people, and they were tearing them down almost as fast as they were putting them up.
That's right. I drove to Dallas this weekend or Thursday to work on a JFK movie, and the whole way I saw Ron Paul signs, Ron Paul bumper stickers on cars, saw no other political, you know, signs or stickers that weren't local candidates. I saw some local. And people say all over the country they see that too. But magically, you know, he's 10, 15 points in the polls, and magically he doesn't get more than 10% at the actual polls. And it's complete fraud, and we all know that.
Well, I'll just have to keep our fingers crossed and see what happens.
Absolutely. Look, either way we win. I want to keep stressing this. People are now talking about the Federal Reserve being private. They're now talking about the North American Union, the SPP. They're now talking about the devaluation, inflation tax. They're now, I mean, he is really in all these debates and on television, and Jay Leno injected real issues. And it's accelerating. You know, it kind of everything, what comes around goes around. And so, yes, we sent a large portion of the people to Ron Paul. He said this on air. A lot of his core group that really made him explode, and, you know, getting 10%, even with the Cook numbers, that's still huge. 10% of the voters are going for him and, you know, are now anti-New World Order. I mean, and that's even with their spin. But now we're getting masses of people to the radio show, to the websites, truthnews.us, ronpaulwarroom.com, jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.net. We're getting masses of new blood, new people back now who've never heard of me from the Paul campaign. That's what I try to explain to everybody else in the Patriot movement, kind of all the old horses and the moss backs and the people that have been in this movement a long time, or people that have been in it just a few years. It's very painful to me that so many people I even know locally just get wild with jealousy when I'm even around them. They can't even contain the looks of hate and the sarcastic comments and the freaking out, you know, because they have to hear my name all over the place. They constantly hear about me, and it's like they're in competition with me, and they want to be big shots. Listen, I want you to be big shots, too. Patriots all over the country, you know, who are prominent, radio hosts, webmasters. Believe me, I want to survive. I'm thinking about living every night when I go to sleep. I'm thinking about survival. I'm thinking about the depression that's coming. I'm girding myself to be arrested or set up. For God, I hope it doesn't happen. And I know God's got a hedge of protection up around me, and that's the only reason it hasn't. You know, the death threats, the rest of it. I mean, I'm here in the real world, folks. I really know what we're going in against. It's like we're X-Wings going in against the Death Star, and there's half the people in the Patriot movement who are prominent think it's a popularity contest or a beauty contest, and they're freaking out that I'm the guy that keeps winning the Indy 500. It's not a good thing to be at the tip of the spear, to be winning every Indy 500, okay, to have the most listeners, to dwarf everybody else in this movement, to be the kingpin, to have the whole thing orbiting around you. I welcome Ron Paul now having a lot of it orbit him, but that's transient. If he doesn't win, that will fade. It's the movement. I want you to be big. I want, but I can't have you detest me, hate me, backstab me. I tried to build people up. I tried to have people on this show, and they just couldn't stand it when I got them in a position behind my back. They had to stick daggers in. So that's why I keep to myself, and then that, you know, it's like a woman shunned. A woman scorned, it's just a side issue. Folks, you better get your head out of out of the ground. I was going to say something else. You better get focused on issues that matter, okay? I mean, I know. Again, the analogy of the Death Star, I mean, how many guns? I'd say about 20. Some on the surface, some on the tower. Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters. I mean, I literally see it for what it is. We're going in, you know, these turbo lasers are shooting right past us. Ships are blowing up around us. They're arresting people. They're killing people. They're CPSing people. They're overrunning everything. They're talking about us going into depression. And half our movement is ninnying and preening and running around, snickering and giggling like it's fun. Believe me, it is not fun. It's not a joke. It's not a game. And the reason a lot of people in this movement don't have a big audience, people rally around them, is because the public is good. You are good people, on average. You're the salt of the earth, and the public's got their heart right, their soul in the right direction, their head screwed on straight, and they can hear truth and veritas, and they can understand what we're in. They understand this is do or die. This is survival. And so people in this movement who've gotten in somewhat prominent positions wonder why they're not big shots. It's because people see through you. If you got your spirit right and if you got your soul right, then you could be real leaders. But then you would pay the price of a great power coming great responsibility, and then you'll have to have other people around you who are in it for the wrong reasons hate you. And it's not a fun thing, I will assure you. And I've already digressed off into other subjects. It's just we are in such massive crises, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you can tell I've gotten a lot more serious on air. I've gotten a lot more focused. I've been joking around a lot less. I like to be a happy person. I mean, every day I am chastened. I am braced. I am. It's just. I mean, every night I'm on my knees to God and just begging God to please protect the innocent. With whatever happens, and please protect my family.
I ask God every day, don't let them do anything to my family. I'm committed. You know, I'm committed. They don't have a future anyways if we don't beat these people. So they can't get at me that way. But at the same time, I just ask God, let them take me. I never ask God for anything. I say, leave God and direct me, and whatever happens, it's your will. I'm not like these televangelists, you know, that tell everybody to go pray and ask for a Cadillac or whatever, or, you know, claim it and get it or whatever, name it and claim it. But the one thing I do selfishly ask for is that if God gives me anything, you know, they can do whatever they want, destroy my name, drag me through the mud, attack me, kill me, imprison me, whatever. Just don't let them hurt the innocents. And I would hope that God would grant me that, because all I've ever done is stand up for the innocents. It tears my guts out to have a woman on who the CPS has taken their kids. I should have more of those people on, but frankly, I can't stand it. I can't stand the pain in their voice. I can't stand knowing how the evil has their way with innocents. Dear little sweet innocents everywhere. And I want to beat these evil people. And I know we could if you would stand up and be warriors for good. And if you'd get your head screwed on straight and take action against the New World Order, it's do or die.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the house of law. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Marty, Darren, Robert, Carl, Tommy, many others. Your calls are coming up as soon as we start the second hour. Let me just tell you some of what's coming up. Conference promotes global citizenship. We're also going to get into the Mexican government openly influencing internal U.S. politics. I mean, this is just, it's open season on this country. The establishment is just allowing any type of corruption, any type of foreign meddling, any type of, but none of that's the threat. No, it's the blonde-haired, blue-eyed secret al-Qaeda teams that Fox News and the media and the FBI say are everywhere, and there's terrorists hiding in your cupboard and in your closet. I mean, it's just on its face. Utterly ridiculous, and I really don't watch television anymore, and every few weeks, or maybe once a month, I end up watching an hour of it. And Saturday night, I flipped through the channels at the hotel in Dallas, and it was literal just training everyone to act like animals and just gibbering mindlessness. They are really done a job on us, ladies and gentlemen. It's very daunting. It's very shocking. It's hellish what they're creating, what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And very few, even those in the system, don't have the pieces. They don't see it for what it is. But I want to tell all the CIA people and all the FBI people and all the cops and all the social workers and all of you, most of you think you're doing a good job. You're compartmentalized. You don't see how it all fits together. You're being attacked by the very same system. And just God help us if you don't wake up and speak out. But it's your job. It's what you were trying to do. It's the economy, and it's going to get worse as they fully shift over into it. But I do see massive resistance mounting. Before I end this hour, we've only got 9 days left in the PrisonPlanet.tv special. 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can see the films in super high quality, all 18 of them. I mean, the quality now, the servers are so fast. 4x T1 if you've got the connection. Download them in super high quality. Download and stream them. Flash, QuickTime, Windows. I mean, just in super high quality. It looks like television. I mean, it looks that good. It's almost as good as DVD. Or if you want to actually hold the DVD, own the DVD, collect the DVD of Endgame or Terror Storm or Road to Tyranny or Order of Death, it's all available at Infowars.com to order the hard copies via the Safe Secure Shopping Card. And your purchase also makes all we do possible. Infowars.com. Get in the Infowar. Get the info weapons. Mass duplicate them. Load it into the Matrix and crush the enemy. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and order. They can tell you about all the discounts and combo packs. 888-253-3139. Transmission continues in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.